You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, a little bit of that first game, but I thought once we got going, the second period, we had our chances. We just didn't convert.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff following last night's 8-4 win over the Ottawa Senators at KeyBank Center, Buffalo's first win of the season. And after an opening three games where the Sabres really found they struggled for finding ways to score goals, they managed to burst out with eight goals and a win. Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton filling in today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR. It is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Paul, this opening three stretch of games, eerily similar, I would say, to last year's opening stretch of three games, where last year they scored only three goals in the first three games. Of course, the first two games were over in Czechia for the international portion of the NHL schedule last year. Then they come home and they lose to the Kings. Three goals for, they gave up 10 goals against, and then the game that bounced back was against, of all teams, the Florida Panthers last year, who were the defending Stanley Cup champions, a 5-2 win. And this year, they only scored two goals in the opening three games, and then they bounced back with eight goals against the Ottawa Senators, and of course, the next game they'll play is Saturday against Florida. I mean, how, in your mind, Paul, I mean, how do the Sabres avoid trying to have a start like they did last year? Because they did get that win against Florida, but then they lost in overtime where they blew a lead against Pittsburgh. Then they lost to Columbus in an ugly loss. And then they bounced back with three wins, but then started this stretch of like three wins, three losses, three wins, three losses, and then their 13-game winless streak. How do they avoid that this time around?
I think it's pretty easy. Play like you did the last 40 minutes of yesterday's game. I mean, it wasn't perfect. I mean, you made a couple of mistakes and they wound up in your net, but that kind of intensity, that kind of drive, that kind of, we're going to go to the battle, we're going to win the battle. You know, first three games, they weren't even necessarily in the battle. I mean, and you know, be around the net, make it difficult on the goaltender. You know, if the goaltender moves to his left and you're standing there and he runs into you, that's his fault. It's not yours. You know, as long as you're there, and you know, take his eyes away. Be there. Be there for tips. All the little things that win hockey games, and you know, it's you play that way, you always have a chance to win. I mean, stop and think. The first three games, as poorly as they played, especially in Boston, they could have won all three games. They were only a goal down. I mean, in Boston, they didn't go up two goals till 3 seconds were left in the game.
Right.
You know, when they got the empty netter. So as poorly as they played in Boston, they pulled their goaltender only down 2-1. You know, and if something goes in, you know, you get a bounce or something goofy goes in, you're in line to get a win. You know, you take it to overtime, and who knows what can happen. In a game there, you had no business being even in the game. The Ranger game was basically a 1-0 game for most of the game. And the Colorado game was basically a one-goal game for a lot of it. So as poorly as they played, they were right in those hockey games.
Yeah.
Because in some of those games, they played pretty well defensively. And they don't even have the guy that was going to help them play better defensively in Kesselring. So, you know, that was something. But if you play the right way, the way you're supposed to, with speed and tenacity and willing to win battles and willing to block shots and willing to go to the net, willing to do the things necessary to win a hockey game, you are in line to be able to win any hockey game. Yes, you are going to run into some hot goaltenders. There's no question about that.
For sure.
But stop it. I mean, really, Brian and I were talking about this yesterday on the air. They wasted three really good goaltending games. You know what?
Yeah.
If you get goaltending like they got for those three games, you should be 3-0, or at worst 2-0-1. Lyon came in with a .919 save percentage.
Yeah.
In three games.
Alex Lyon has been a very nice addition for the Sabres, especially
yes.
with their goaltending problems in the area.
So when you get that type of goaltending, you should be winning. You should be picking up points, and you should be winning hockey games. What have I been saying all summer long? When somebody asks me, well, how do you think the Sabres are going to do? My first thing out of my mouth is, tell me about the goaltending. Tell me if Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen of 2 years ago shows up, or tell me if last year shows up.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you if they're going to do better or not.
Yeah, and
I always went to that.
Yeah, and at this
point, they got good goaltending in the first three games, and it didn't work.
At this point, Paul, I know that Luukkonen came back to practice, and you still have Colton Ellis, who's waiting to get his first NHL action with the Sabres, or just period at the NHL level, getting his first game. But at this point, why not just ride Lyon as long as you can without him, you know, putting himself at risk of getting injured or anything like that? If he's good to go, he's feeling good. You let it ride as long as you can. And then you kind of see what happens, because right now it seems like Alex Lyon is at least a more stable option in net than we've seen from Luukkonen, or, you know, because we just don't know anything about Colton Ellis really at an NHL standpoint. We know he's a fairly decent AHL goaltender. He had some stats that were better than Devin Levi last year, and then others that obviously Devin Levi was better at, but... It's certainly interesting with the goaltending situation moving forward, just because Colton Ellis, probably at this point, he goes back to waivers. And I mean, I'd assume the Blues would be interested in reclaiming him on waivers if, you know, Luukkonen is healthy enough to come back and actually stay in the lineup too. That's the biggest thing with Luukkonen, is can he be healthy enough to stay in the lineup, given the fact that, you know, he was injured before training camp, comes back, practices, and plays one period of play, and then re-injures himself with something else. And we've seen this all before with injuries in net and problems like this, where it starts early and snowballs and continues to find ways to somehow get worse. If they can find that consistency in net, Paul, I think that's sort of their key to help stabilize everything else that might be affecting their game or wrong with their game, where they're not going to be the best team, but at least they'll be able to win a couple more games than they normally would in years past.
I'm not saying you're wrong, but I don't think it's a slam dunk that Ellis goes on waivers to Rochester, because when they claimed him, Lindy Ruff said, we've been looking at him for a while,
mm-hmm.
and we just felt it was an opportunity that we could not pass up. So if they feel that way about him, they feel very strongly about him, I think they go with three goaltenders.
Okay. All
which
right.
is not ideal.
No.
I mean, but
no.
But yeah, you're right. They could put him on waivers and but just, I'm going by what Lindy Ruff said.
Yeah.
That he's been on the radar and he came available and they felt they just couldn't pass up on it. Now, don't you think, had the Sabres not been 0-3, he would have played last night? I think that would have been his game.
Yes, I think you have a point there. It'll be interesting to see what they do Saturday. I know, and like I said before, I think you ride line as long as you can, as long as he's feeling good and as long as he's comfortable.
Yeah, you got 2 days in between games, so
right.
Putting line back in is...
Yeah.
I mean, you easily can play line to Toronto.
Yeah.
And then... But then the question is, do you want to put a kid in for his first NHL game in Toronto?
Yeah, I mean, right, in Toronto, or even then. The schedule coming up, you have obviously Florida coming up on Saturday, a 1 o'clock faceoff. Then you have Montreal in Montreal on Monday. Then
that might be a place right there.
You could do that. Home against Detroit on the 22nd, next Wednesday, and then your home-and-home series with the Leafs.
And if I'm Lindy Ruff, I'm going to let Lyon play against the Red Wings. You know, that's where he came from.
Yeah.
So I think the as you were running it off, I think the Montreal game is it.
Yeah, and honestly, Paul, the goal scoring finally coming alive yesterday was a nice sight to see. But you know, obviously with the whole point of the Twitter poll, just you know. It's now about building on that and finding ways to consistently find the back of the net, because we saw in the first three games, trying to find the back of the net was a struggle. That game against New York, they did not get any really high-quality danger chances to score against Shesterkin. It literally took a bounce off of a Bruins defenseman to score your first goal of the season in Boston. And then in the game against Colorado, Tage Thompson takes a long-distance shot that happens to find its way through a couple bodies and past Scott Wedgwood. And it was a really big question, I think, heading into this game, was how could they find a way to, even against an Ottawa team that's dealing with injuries to the likes of Brady Tkachuk, your best player on your roster, your captain, to score goals. And I know they were facing a backup goaltender, Marilainen, yesterday, but Marilainen put up some decent stats last year as a backup, and he was a relatively reliable piece in Ottawa's goaltending system, where he was helpful in them finding a way to make their push and get into the playoffs.
You mentioned Tage Thompson. Who would have thought that the Sabres would score 8 goals at any point and he not have any of them and
yeah.
play the whole game?
Yeah.
He almost had an empty net, but nobody could get the empty net look.
Yeah.
Ottawa kept jumping in front of the shooter. It was like three different shooters couldn't get the look. Tage Thompson was one of them. Now, I give them credit for not just putting the puck into somebody's pads. They kept possession of it until they could finally get somebody who could maybe hit the empty net, and it was Kulik who finally wound up with it.
Right.
And maybe that'll help that kid, because he wasn't good last night. I mean, I think he was -2. He didn't show a good response to the, you know, being so-called benched in practice, going on a line with Gertsen and Greenway. But maybe just seeing the puck going into the net, even though it's an empty netter, might get him going.
You find the weirdest of ways to find the back of the net, and all of a sudden it takes off for you. Which brings me, Paul, to another player who had 2 goals last night. I mean, there were a couple of different players that had a 2-goal effort, 3 of them, actually. Jack Quinn. He's been so interesting over the last couple of years. I know that before he suffered that Achilles injury, there was a lot of promise behind him, and there was a lot of optimism that he could continue to build upon the successes. He has the injury, and that seemed to set him back quite a bit. And not only with that, but the lack of production on the score sheet and everything else that was going wrong for him, I think he lost a ton of confidence in his game. What could a performance like yesterday do for a guy like him, where he scores that fluky goal on the power play to start, and then he scores a really nice goal in the third period to really put the game out of reach for Ottawa? I mean, do you see Jack Quinn as potentially a player that can use this sort of performance and use that as sort of a jumping point to get to where he was before that Achilles injury?
Maybe, because he was invisible in the first three games, but having a game like that, and you can see the talent that's there. Look, I mean, the second goal, where the real nice deke, you know, gets in quick deke. Yeah, you got a wide open net to put the puck in. I was convinced after I saw him in Rochester how well he was doing that he would be a 30-goal scorer every year in the National Hockey League with the shot he has and the offensive ability. And then in his really good year there, the playoffs hit. And Krebs was down there, and Paterka was down there, and he was down there. And that's when they went on that run. And everybody that I mentioned did well except him. He never scored a goal. And it was because the opponent, I want to say it was Belleville, but I'm not absolutely positive. It was a team with a lot of big guys who decided that, all right, I'm 29 years old and I weigh 280 pounds and I have no ability, so I'm just going to pound on Jack Quinn every time I see him. And the referees let them do it. So he just went away. I mean, he couldn't handle that kind of abuse and that kind of physical play. And he didn't score a goal the whole playoffs. It was kind of funny. Paterka was the other way. It's like, go ahead and hit me. I don't care. You know what? Why don't you take a run at me? I'll just duck, and then I'll go down and score a goal. How would that be? You know, that's kind of the way he handled it. Jack Quinn handled it totally differently. So I thought, well, I don't know. Maybe there are some problems here. And it's, you know, really, you look at it, he had those two big injuries and only played 27 games that year for the Sabres, but he scored 9 goals. That's almost 30 goals in an 82-game season. So when he did play, he scored. But, you know, it's just last year was just kind of a lost year for him, and Kevin Adams talked about what a great summer he has. Lindy Ruff talked about he got a picture of him working on a weights, and he had, was lifting, I don't even remember the amount, but it was a lot. And, you know, just what a great summer he had. But the first 3 games, it hadn't translated into anything until this game. And, again, I said about Kulik, well, maybe the empty net goal gets him going. Well, maybe shooting a puck off the back glass and having it come back and hit the back of the goaltender and going in will get him going.
Yep.
Because he scored another goal later and, you know, was a key contributor to the team. So maybe that's what he needed, was just a break.
Yeah.
You know, a break went his way, and then he felt good, and he's ready to play hockey.
Paul Hamilton, Brayton Wilson here with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR Philly, and today and tomorrow. Today's show, obviously brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Twitter poll today is, with the Sabres obviously finding their scoring touch, are we ready to hop back on the Sabres bandwagon? And did the 8-4 win over the Senators instill any confidence that a turnaround is coming in Buffalo? Your options are, we are so back, baby, or still need to see more from the team, or no, we're all doomed. And right now, more than 53% of people are still in the middle there saying we need to see more. 33% almost are saying, nope, we're doomed. And then the optimistic people, nearly 14% of them are saying we're absolutely back. Yeah, Paul, I think I need to see more from where this team's going here in the coming games. I really want to see how they perform against the Florida team that they're winning despite not having their best players on the ice. Matthew Tkachuk is obviously going to miss some time. The hope, I think, is to have him back at least just before the Olympics. I mean, they lost Alexander Barkov for the entire season, which is unfortunate, with a knee injury, torn ACL, and other ligaments in his knee. And last night they played against Detroit and lost 4-1. I mean, if they can come out and at least keep up with Florida, I don't know if Florida's going to start Bobrovsky or if they're going to go to Daniil Tarasov in goal. I'm just looking forward to seeing how the Sabres can jump out against this Panthers team, a 2-time defending Stanley Cup winner. They won their first 3 games. Now they've lost their last 2. How they'll be able to build on this performance against a much better team than they are and try to get themselves in a position where all of a sudden, hey, if you win, you're now 2-3, and you're back in the discussion of, okay, maybe things aren't lost for the season.
Yeah, and that's if you go back and play like you did against Boston, then this game meant nothing, really,
right,
other than it got you off a 3-game losing streak. But you have to build on what you did, and you're going to play a much better team, even without the players you discussed. But they're still a very good team, and you know, but if they proved it last year, their only win in the first 6 games was against the Florida Panthers, and it was 5-2.
Yeah,
you know, so you know, if you play the way you're supposed to, you can win on any night. I'm not saying a Stanley Cup contender at any point. But if they're going to get the goaltending they got from Lyon and they play like they did last night for the last 40 minutes, they can make the playoffs. There's no question in my mind they could. And that's without Norris. And Norris, it sounds like it will be back. It might not be for a while. It might be a couple of months. But it sounds like you're still going to get him. So, all right, where are you going to be in the standings? Are you going to be where you've been for most of the last 14 years? Not every year, but most of them, and out of it by Thanksgiving or Christmas? Or are you going to still be in the middle of things when your quote, best center comes back? And, you add that to the lineup. So, but you got to stay close. You got to stay in the hunt. You can't do what you've done in the past and be out of it by the holidays. And because he won't be back before the holidays, really.
Right.
So, well, 2 months, maybe. If the whole month of October, November, yeah, he could maybe could be back before Christmas. I don't know. We'll see. But that's about the time that he'd be back. And that's about the time the Sabres are usually eliminating themselves.
Yeah, I mean, oh, man, just stay. Like, it was so weird 2 years ago, Paul, because I think a big key reason why it was maybe looking a little more optimistic was the fact that despite missing out on the playoffs by 1 point under Don Granato, the next season the Sabres didn't have anything worse than a 4-game losing streak. And that only happened once over the course of the year. But the problem is that they were so streaky where they'd win two, then lose three. They'd come back and win one, lose three straight. Win three straight, lose three straight. It was just that consistent nature of those games that ultimately led to Don Granato getting fired. And honestly, last year, if they had almost done similar to that under Lindy Ruff, I think you could have made an argument that even though they were that streaky, potentially, they were still in line to potentially compete for a playoff spot. And
well, stop and think about it. The games before the 13-game winless streak.
Right.
I like to call it a losing streak, but it's
I know it
a
is a losing
streak.
It's a losing streak.
Yeah, they lost 13 games.
Poo-poo your NHL, whatever.
Three of them are losing.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your points, but still.
Yeah.
If you take the games before that, if you played like that the whole season, you're in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the games after that and play that way the whole season, you're in the playoffs. So they basically were a playoff team for all but 13 games last year. 13 games blew their season up.
Yep.
For 69 other games, they were a playoff team. But it wasn't enough because you were so bad in those 13 games that you couldn't recover from it.
And I know you've said this before, and I wholeheartedly agree, and I'll make this point again, Paul. It seemed like in those 13 games, a lot of the players were just – they were searching for answers. They didn't have anything, so they were just hoping – hey,
they were waiting for Kevin Adams to do something.
Wait
you
for
could
something
tell.
To happen.
Yeah.
And it was never going to happen. It was just never going to form with any sort of move coming from the front office or from the team saying, hey, we're going to do something to help you guys out. Even if it's just a call up from Rochester, somebody who's playing better, get them in the lineup, see what they could do. They maybe didn't have the roster space, though, to be able to do something like that. But, I mean, it's sending a message. It's sending something where it's like, hey, player X, player Y, not good enough. It's time to give a look to someone who in the minors is playing up to par, playing up to speed, producing at the lower level. But let's see what they got at the NHL level. And it never came. It was just throw the same product on the ice. And it was just, you guys got to snap out of it. And the mindset of that team after, especially that loss to Colorado, and I think the loss to Utah, I can't remember if it was just after the Colorado game or just before the Colorado game. They had those two games against Colorado and Utah where they just looked demoralized. And it was on that stretch there where afterwards it was like, oh, this isn't going to go well for a while now. They are not doing anything that's going to give you hope that they could snap out of this and win.
Exactly. And there's so many, you look at so many years where the COVID year, they're in Montreal waiting for a game on Wednesday and the NBA player gets COVID and
yep.
NBA. And then next thing you know, don't
everything
go to the morning skate
down
on Thursday and then pack up. We're leaving at noon. Had the Sabres played the Montreal Canadiens and won, they would have been in the COVID playoffs. They would have made the COVID playoffs. They just would have had to play that game and win it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Florida game, the second last week of the season, Alex Lyon against Levi.
Yep.
Alex Lyon makes 40 saves, 2-1 Florida win. If it's a 2-1 Buffalo win, Buffalo gets in the playoffs and Florida doesn't. And don't forget, Florida made the Stanley Cup Finals that year. So there were just two golden opportunities for the Sabres to at least have this streak over with.
Yeah.
So you don't have that hanging over your head. But, you know, they just, for whatever, couldn't get it done.
803-0551, 888-552-550. Are you back on the Sabres bandwagon after last night's win over the Senators, or do you need to see a little bit more? Are you that just the pessimist of just like, nope, this isn't going to get any better anytime soon? Feel free to join us, 803-0550 or 1-888-552-550. Also, vote in the Twitter poll at Brayton J. Wilson on Twitter. You'll find it there. You'll find it retweeted on our station account at WGR550. Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton, filling in for you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We got a couple more segments left for you on this Thursday morning before we throw things over to a radio-only version of Sabres Live coming up for you right at the top of the hour here on WGR.
And Ottawa will bring it back. 7 minutes as they get to center remaining in the third. Dylan Cousins with a shot. Glove high and Alex Lyon just waves at it and snares that out of the air.
Hey, a great save from Alex Lyon on former Sabre Dylan Cousins. Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton filling in. The show today brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Paul, Dylan Cousins getting an assist yesterday and had a really nice rush that I remember early in the game in the first period. But, you know, other than that, Cousins seems to have kind of found himself again with Ottawa and has been a little bit more of the player that he kind of was in his earlier time when he was finding the success before getting his face beaten in by Garnet Hathaway that one game against the Flyers. But I don't know.
Only the beginning. That went away.
Yeah. I mean,
And it hasn't been this year. I mean, he was -3 last night. He's -7 on the year already.
Yeah. I was gonna ask you just, I don't know how much you've seen of Cousins in a Senators uniform to provide any sort of thoughts in terms of his play there.
Again, it's very shaky defensively. Can add the odd goal, but still, I think, struggling. When he first got there, I think there was the adrenaline and things were going great and the fans were really excited and everybody was wild. But he pretty much, from anything I've seen from the end of last year and into, especially in the playoffs and into this year, nothing really has changed.
Yeah, I mean, nothing stood out really, other than just maybe the couple flashy plays that Cousins was able to pull off. And I don't know. The trade itself still looks really, really rough because of the injury concerns with Norris once again.
Well, right now, if Norris can never get himself to a place where he can play healthy, I mean, the trade is Cousins and a second round pick to Ottawa for nothing.
Yeah.
That's basically what it amounts to.
Yeah, that in today's terms and in the NHL, Paul, nothing is future considerations. And
I mean, they just let Bernard Docker go. They didn't qualify him.
Yeah.
And if Norris can't get over injuries and never really plays for the Sabres, and Gilbert's gone from Ottawa.
Yep.
He just got sent down to the minors.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what the trade reads right now. That's what the trade would wind up being. Cousins in a second round pick for nothing.
It's a great trade-off. It's a great trade-off, but we'll save that discussion.
But who knows?
For another day.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen players who have often been injured and all of a sudden, you know, figure it out. And I mean, Alex Tuch played 82 games for the first time, you know, so it's not like it can't be done.
No, obviously, yeah, it can be done. It's Paul, I don't know how much you read my bold predictions article on our website before the home opener and the season opener, but one of my bold predictions was Josh Norris would stay healthy and be the team's leading scorer this season, and that aged very much like a gallon of milk.
Well, as you know, I do a goal pool, and it's briefly, it's 26 guys are drafting. So we have six rounds since there's 26 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we got to the fourth round, and I thought, Josh Norris might be a pretty good value in the fourth round here. You know, if he stays healthy, I think it's a guaranteed 30 goals.
Mm.
It could be a bust pick or it could be just a great pick. And obviously it has turned into not too well. Now, I did take Shane Pinto with my sixth round pick, which
hey,
was
there
my
you
last
go.
Pick. And he scored five so far. So I did get that. But, I was thinking kind of the same thing that, you know, Norris had a good off season, and even if he plays 65 games or 70, I still might get 30 out of him.
Yeah.
I mean, the year he scored 35 goals, he didn't even get to 70 games.
Right.
So that's kind of what my thinking was there, having him sitting there in the fourth round. So I took him, and, you know, oh well.
By the way, Paul, I saw this stat earlier this morning where in the last five games against Ottawa, Buffalo is 5-0, and they've scored 25 goals for, only 9 goals against given up. They're, I think, a little over 41% on the power play and 85% on the penalty kill.
Hmm.
They've had some good success against Ottawa in recent games.
Yeah, I knew they had a winning streak against them and extended that. I didn't know the exact statistics of it.
Yeah, I saw that earlier and I was just like, ooh, yeah. And Ottawa, and hey, those are the teams that you should win against. Is the Ottawa's the teams that were in the playoffs last year. They were terrible against Montreal last year and it cost them in more ways than not. But it was certainly helpful for Montreal. But if they can find ways to be more competitive and get a win against your division, your conference rivals here and there, you never know, man. Like, I mean, if they win on Saturday against Florida, I think the discussion really turns around to, okay, maybe we're starting to get things clicking together here. What kind of a run can they put together to get themselves into a spot where they're staying in playoff contention and finding ways to not let that out of their grasp?
Well, I don't think they have to spend time figuring out who do they got to get past. I think they have to figure out what point total gets you in.
Yeah.
For sure. And get to that point total.
Yep.
And then worry about the rest of it. Let the other teams figure out who's not going to make the playoffs.
Right.
Who's not going to get by you. But figure out, all right, 100 points. If we get 100 points, we're gonna be in.
Yeah.
And then they can all figure out who's not going to be in. Or is it 97? Or whatever that figure is, that's what you have to shoot for. And then let the chips fall where they may. You just don't know who's going to get in, who's not, who's going to overperform, who's going to underperform. That will all figure itself out. If you do your job and you do your part, you don't have to worry about who else does their part.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a stretch here of the next five games against division rivals, Florida, Montreal, Detroit, two games against Toronto, and then you have six out of seven games coming up against conference or against division rivals. You got Boston in there, and only a game against Columbus mixed in. And man, if they can string together four wins in that stretch, I think the Sabres will actually be sitting relatively okay by the end of the month.
Yeah, they had to have a good month then. They've already had three losses in the month. Can't change it. Tage Thompson's right. There's no point in looking back.
Yep.
It's time to look forward. And if you can get out of the month, I guess you could say with four losses. Now, I mean, I was thinking a 2 or 3 month loss month is what kind of they needed. And mm-hmm. that's already out the window unless they sweep the rest of the month.
That would be tough to do.
Yeah, with their schedule and everything, I thought, yeah, you know, if you start off well and you're as good as you think you are and you've improved as much as you think you have, it's not unreasonable to think you couldn't get through this month with, you know, 2 or 3 losses, maybe a loser point mixed in.
If the Sabres can go 4-2-1, Paul, would you take that?
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I would too, 100%.
Lindy Ruff wants 6 points in every 6 points out of every 5 games, which is 10 possible points. He says, in order to make the playoffs, you got to get 6. He goes, we've already failed in the first 5 games. We can't get to 6. But he goes, you can also make it up because you're going to have times where maybe you're going to get 9 out of 10 points. So you can make up for this week or this month or this stretch, rather, where you didn't get 6 points out of 10 because right now you can't. So that's the way he's looking at it. It's like, okay. Maybe in the first stretch we didn't get it. But there are also going to be stretches when we get 8 or 9 points out of 10. And, you know, he thinks on the average. So he's playing the points game too. On the average, if you go through the season and get 6 out of every 10 points, you will make the playoffs.
803-0551, 888-552-5550 are the numbers here if you want to join us.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Are you back on the bandwagon for the Sabres after last night's win? Has the win last night instilled any confidence in you going forward, or do you feel that you need to see more from the team? Heading out to the phone lines, Adam in Hamburg. Good morning, Adam. You're on the line. Go right ahead. Hello, Adam.
For the team.
Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you. Go ahead.
Thanks for everything you guys do to cover the team. Long-time fan here. I was in the building for Game 7 of the Cup Finals in 99. I was in the building for Game 7 in Carolina in 06. This used to be a very proud franchise that won over 60% of our games. In the Pegula era, that's not the case. We're about a 40% winning team under Pegula, and it's a real shame. What I wanted to say in my comments was, this is the same front office that couldn't keep Jack Eichel because he wanted to get a disc replacement surgery.
That's not true. That's not true. Let's stop right there. That's not true.
Well, yes, it is true.
No, it's not true. He asked to be traded before the surgery thing ever came up.
The GM doesn't have to trade a player just because they request a trade.
I'm just saying that's what he did. He asked to be traded.
Okay, that doesn't mean the general manager had to trade him. And then
try using Jack Eichel when he doesn't want to be here. Try see how that works out for you.
The Packers had Aaron Rodgers for 4 years.
See how that works out for you. Don't trade Jack Eichel when he doesn't want to play. See how that works out for you.
Aaron Rodgers won two MVPs.
I don't care what Aaron Rodgers. I'm talking about Jack Eichel. I'm not talking about Aaron Rodgers. Try doing that with Jack Eichel. Try doing that with Jack Eichel. Just try doing that with him. It ain't going to work.
Thanks for the call, Adam. Some other reaction that has come up on Twitter with terms of whether or not some fans are back on the bandwagon. Adam says fully back on the bandwagon, which, you know, maybe the eternal optimist there. Mark adds, it added some brightness to what was doom and gloom. We still need to see this team string together wins, which we have not seen in so long. Rob also adding in, I'm happy that they played well, but let's not overlook the fact that the Senators put out a backup goalie and was missing their team captain, which we talked a little bit about earlier, Paul. I mean, yeah, it hurts that they don't have Brady Tkachuk, and I'm not sure if Brady Tkachuk would have made much more of a difference in this game. But you know, Marilainen is a fairly good backup goaltender in his little action that he has shown. Maybe he regresses, but I think there is a little bit that you can look at from yesterday and have some optimistic viewpoints with seeing the Eichel outburst. But yeah, you obviously take it with a grain of salt because through the first three games, it's just like, okay, there was a lot from that stretch where bad habits, and you got to break out of those bad habits. Now you just got to string it together and prove to everyone that, you know, this isn't what we are going to see from this team going forward.
Oh, exactly. You know, that's what they have to do. And it'll be interesting to see moving forward now, you know, where they're at, where their heads are at. You know, does this snap them out of it, or I think it's a good test. I think maybe it's a pretty good thing that they're playing Florida on Saturday. You know, have a good test in front of them after having a good game. You know, you get a day off, you get a good day of practice, and then the Florida Panthers walk in here. And, yes, I know they're injured, but they're still a good team.
Yeah,
you know, they still have players that can hurt you, and they're a good team, and they're a heavy team. And so I think this is going to be a good test for them.
803-0551, 888-550-2550. We'll preview more of the Sabres-Panthers matchup coming up tomorrow, Paul, when we have you on for the first hour of the show. When we come back, though, interesting little note from hockey overseas that I want to bring up with you to close the show and see if maybe this is a little too harsh, Paul. We'll come back with that in a little bit here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. All right, Paul, we got 2 minutes before we have to head out for the show, but I did want to bring this up to you. Don't know if you've seen this. Over in the KHL, apparently they've suspended an official for life from working any KHL matches going forward. I'll read you the background. In the 46th minute of a match between two teams, I think it was SKA St. Petersburg and I botched that so bad. After the throw of a puck from defender Andre Pedan, the puck did not cross the goal line. The judge of the video replays in the ice arena, according to the procedure, had to make sure that the goal was taken correctly during the 60-second break and only then extinguished the orange lantern from the goal. The goal came as it was scored in the side of the net. It ripped a hole in the side of the net and was counted. And because of that, they've suspended the official for life from doing any other KHL matches, and the KHL had to officially apologize to both teams and the fans for what happened in that game. Banning a fan.
If the referee is a problem and has had problems in the past, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
But if that's just the first thing he's ever done, I mean, to me, I wouldn't suspend him at all.
Yeah.
I would just bring it to his attention and say, you know, you missed one, you have to be better. You know, I think a referee has to be a problem for a long, long time before you suspend him for life.
Just imagine if they did that in the NHL.
No. Oh,
yeah. Carey Fraser would have been out of the league after the 93 playoffs.
Trottier was how he ever even got out of the AHL. I remember doing the Calder Cup Finals with Rochester and Springfield, and I have never in my life seen refereeing like that. It's the only time I thought to myself, I wondered if he had a bet on the game, on the games, on the series, because I had never seen anything like that before, and how he ever got to the NHL, and he was just as bad when he's in the NHL.
Well, Paul, we got to go. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk again tomorrow here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton, thanks again for tuning in, everyone, tomorrow. For those that called in, apologize. Call back tomorrow. We will take your phone calls, 803-0550. Sabres Live Radio Edition coming up next here on WGR.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.